Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second, the right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Chubby Dean. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second, the center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third, the catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. There goes McCoy. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreaux moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Weatherly scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillard. Boudreaux scores. Weatherly moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to third. 1 out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Bell reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Keltner scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mack is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Herman Bess now pitching. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lillard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCoy hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Weatherly bunts towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen bunts towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Bess covering. Safe. Chapman scores. Mack moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. D. Miles pinch hits for Al Brancato. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein pinch hits for Bill Lillard. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Al Simmons pinch hits for Herman Bess. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to third. Gantenbein moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCoy hits a pop-up towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rubling now playing third base. Joe Gantenbein now playing shortstop. Ed Husser now pitching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.